Hello, dearest listeners. Hello, animal lovers. Hello, wildlife enthusiasts. Hello, philosopher. Hello, BTC field listeners. Welcome to another brand new episode of your favorite podcast, Beyond the Classroom with Ona Linda, also known as Soothing Voice. Welcome. It is my delight to be here to host this podcast. As you know, I'm here to tell you that the listening platforms are still unchanged. And thank you for always taking out time to hit the buttons on all those listening platforms. Thank you. You are the best. I love you. Don't forget, send your audio feedback or favorite by podcast on the hosting platform Beyond the Classroom on Anchor FM. Subscribe on Google and jam it. Follow on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Download, leave a comment on Podpage and AudioMac. Follow on social media platforms, Facebook page, Beyond the Classroom with Ona Linda. Instagram, Ona Linda. Twitter, Linda_Ona, to get latest updates about your favorite podcast, Beyond the Classroom. Yes, I am so delighted to be back again. Oh, did you miss me? Dearest listeners, I know you did. I've been off for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks. Or 3 weeks. And I'm so sorry for that. But I'm here now. In fact, it was a horrible encounter. And I'm delighted that in the midst of those challenges, I found hope. Hope to continue. I kept believing in faith that I was going to have a greater story to tell. And I am alive today and releasing this episode from the animal's own hope. And so this episode is titled Animals on Hope. Come with me. Let's go to the animal world and find out what they have to tell us on hope. I am your favorite anchor, Ona Linda, also known as Soothing Voice. I'll be right back. Yes, without any iota of doubt, we live in a world where the whirlwind of bad news, discouraging messages, and so much more seems to permeate every nook and cranny. Oh, I know you must agree with me on that. It is filled with violent activities, tragic incidents, negativity, despondency, and what have you. It wouldn't be an exaggeration to say it has become an arduous task in this world to have faith and hope at all times. Why? Because many things seem to go wrong daily. A lot of things are happening in this world. Howbeit, it is possible to find hope at all times. And how do we do this? I've decided on Talk Animals with Soothing Voice on this episode to bring to you animals that teach us about hope. The truth is that Animals have always been an important aspect of humanity. They've been an important aspect of our existence. Of course, we learn from other human beings. Yes, it's true. But have you actually taken time to pay attention to many animals that are around you? Probably the domesticated ones. And even the ones that are not domesticated from the animal world, have you taken out time to observe? Have you taken out time to read about them? Have you taken out time to actually pay attention to the life lessons you will be able to learn from them? If you haven't, the soothing voice is here to help you to pay attention to those details. The symbols we get also from animal comes as a result of our interactions with them. Yes, haven't you seen some people? They talk to dogs and the dog can actually respond. And the dogs can give them a feedback. Yes, that's because they've actually grown a level of interaction that enable them. To give feedback to each other. And so let's take a look at some animals that represent hope based on religion, culture, history, and what have you. And let's see how we can find strength. Let's see how we can find strength, courage, perseverance, hope, faith, and all things positive from these animals. Don't go anywhere. Come with me as we'll hear animals speak and apply. So the first animal I would like to talk to you about is the dove. Oh, have you seen this white dove flying in the air? It's so beautiful, isn't it? If you've not the opportunity to have seen a dove before, come on, get online, get pictures and see how dove looks like. But doves are actually beautiful to behold. You need to see it. And in many cultures, religions and what have you, it is termed as a symbol. It is termed as a symbol of peace and hope for centuries. And one of the stories I can remember vividly about dove is in the Old Testament during the Great Flood. Do you remember that? When Noah and his family were in the ark and God sent the flood down to destroy the whole earth because of their sin. Because Noah and his family were there and couldn't tell if the flood had ended, they sent a dove out to espouse the land to see if there was dry land anywhere. And what happened? Yes, the dove came back with a message of hope and said, "Oh, behold, there is dry land and the flood has ended." And it was a signal of new beginning for Noah and his family. And so the dove came back with an olive branch when it discovered dry land based on the instruction that was given to it. And also, dove signifies or symbolizes many things such as hope, peace, and love. In fact, it has a gentle nature. It is non-violent due to its peaceful nature and represents what? Hope for the future and a new beginning. In fact, it is believed that doves have the ability to fly out of tough situations and rescue itself from danger. Yes, dove a symbol of hope. That rhymes, isn't it? Okay, let's move on to the next animal. Let's meet the next animal. It is the phoenix. Oh my goodness. Have you listened to my episodes on the phoenix? If you haven't, you're missing out. Go check up my previous episode and you're going to find in one of the episodes of Talk Animals with Soothing Boys where I learned about the phoenix bird. Have you heard about the phoenix? The magnificent bird that lives up to 500 years and even above, some cultures believe it lives to 1,000 years before it is rebirth. So the phoenix is a legendary creature featured in many world myths. In fact, can you hear the voices of an animal crying? Yeah, it tells you that the animals are always teaching us one or two things about life, and you need to pay attention. Mm-hmm. It is really important you observe and learn lessons. So let's move back to the phoenix. The phoenix is a legendary bird. In fact, you need to take out time to read so many mythologies about this magnificent creature. This bird is one to behold. It keeps you intrigued, wanting to know more about it. Like I said, go back to my previous episode and listen to it, because I am only going to tell you what it says about hope. So the phoenix is a bird that always represent hope. It represents the hope for a fresh and new beginning. It tells you that no matter the level of failure and negativity that surrounds you, no matter the hardship, no matter the difficulties encountered, you can always project a better version of you. It tells you that you can be the best you can be. You can live a fulfilling life. And you can be the best in whatever good you set your mind to. The phoenix tells you to hope. Yes, have hope for a new beginning, no matter the struggles. Okay, let's move to another animal. Let's meet the fireflies. Oh, yes, fireflies, you know, just tiny sometimes. Sometimes you might not even know it is there if you do not pay attention to it, because you can mostly recognize this animal during the dark hours or during the night. Don't tell me you're going to be a night owl just because you want to catch the sight of the firefly. Well, if you want to do that, it isn't bad. You could observe and learn its ways. So fireflies are legendary for their amazing glow during the night. Yes, they give radiance, they give a glow during the night, during the dark times. They have the ability to see light during the darkest and most challenging times. So it's telling us that we should always see the light at the end of the tunnel. We should always see the light, the glow is during the dark hours, no matter the challenges we encounter, no matter the problems we're facing. It's always good to see the light at the end of that tunnel. Always look at the positive side, no matter the darkest moments, hardship that you're facing. The firefly tells you that, come on, get up. Those hardship, those problems, those challenges aren't the end of life, but it's an opportunity to evolve into glow and grow. Yes, fireflies say glow and grow. Listen and apply. Okay, let's meet this beautiful creature named butterfly. Yes, I've also done an episode on the butterfly, so you can hurry up and listen to my wonderful episode on the butterfly. What does the butterfly tell us? Yes, its metamorphosis gives us what? Hope for a better
tomorrow, for a better future, for a brighter future. It tells us that no matter the challenges encountered, no matter what you might be going through, no matter the situation, right? I don't know if it's failure in your academics, in spiritual, or whatever aspect of your life, financial, that you might be going through hard times. There's always hope for victory. Victory, victory, victory within you, for you, and in whatever areas you're facing those challenges. And it always tells you that the future is bright. It tells you to evolve, to metamorphose, and become the best you can be, and imagine a beautiful and better version of you. Yes, let's move into the waters and meet the seagulls. Have you seen the seagulls before? Have you? Oh, you need to see it. Go check it out. Seagulls tells you to embrace challenges in life journey. The truth and the reality is that in life, there's no bed of roses. Life is full of ups and downs, challenges, and you're going to go through tough times. But tough times never last, because it's only tough people they do. And so the seagulls tells you to seek progress, to seek growth, to seek prosperity through the hard experiences. The hard times gives you hope, strength, wisdom, and even maturity. So listen to the seagulls, learn from them, and find hope and faith to keep on pursuing your goals to get your gold. And then I'm going to tell you the last one, which is the cow. I know some of you like, cow? It's so funny. Why would I mention cow as an animal that talks about hope? Of course, I've told you, sometimes you just need to take out time to observe animals around you and learn the lessons from them. Sometimes you may be surprised what they can teach you. Even the ones you least expect can tell you so much about life. Of course, we see cows almost around always in ranches. Even in our environment, we see these cattle herders taking them around to eat the fresh grasses around us. But you know, the cows actually teach us about hope. Yes, they do. A cow or cows are a great symbol of motherhood, nurturing, productivity, as well as rebirth. Yes, cows always go through hard times to produce, but they always stand with faith and hope for the times ahead, no matter the difficulty they pass through in producing their offspring. So no matter the difficulties of life, dearest friends, dearest listeners, ladies and gentlemen, find hope. Yes, find hope. And on a final note, the animals tell you to look at the other animals that I've not mentioned about you. Pay attention to them. Observe their ways. Observe what they have to teach you. Observe the lessons they can give to you. And find hope in handling challenges. You can be the best you can be. There's more to you in life. If you think it, you can achieve it. Think it. Do it. Act on it. It's all in your mind. Find hope. What did I say? Find hope. For a better tomorrow, for a brighter future, be the best you can be. I believe in you. You are a global champion. Think it. Think it. And do it. Thank you for staying through till the end of this episode. You're awesome, you're wonderful. And don't forget, the listening platforms still remain unchanged. Do listen and learn. I am your favorite host on Beyond the Classroom.
Ona, Linda. Be safe till I come your way again. Bye.